Good morning. Thank you all very much for coming. Today's daf is Daf Hey here in Masechet Tanis. So let's start again on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Start the Gemara. V'anandis le'treyomi hechi avdina. So we are in Bavel. We are outside of Israel. And we have 2 days of Yom Tov. We treat every Yom Tov day as a Sveika Diyoma. So let's say the first day of Sukkot maybe is the first day of Sukkot, although also maybe it's really the 14th day of Tishrei. So the Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day of Sukkot, is a Suffolk. Maybe it's Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. The 9th day is maybe Simchas Tov, maybe Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's the day after Sukkot. So we have 2 days. So we have Shachris on the 8th day, we have Shachris on the 9th day. So how are we going to manage the Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim? What are we to do? So Amar Rav. Rav said, Matchil b'Musaf on the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres on the 8th day. That's when you start saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. It's the 8th day, but it might be the 7th day. So the possibility that it might be the 8th day is reason to start saying already Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. Uposek b'mincha, when you get to mincha of that same day, mincha of Shmini Atzeres, you should stop saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, because maybe this day is really a weekday. Maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. Maybe it's a day of Tal, and you shouldn't be mentioning Geshem on a day of Tal. Arvis, when you get to Mariv of the 9th day, you don't say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. Shachris of the 9th day also, you don't say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. And then V'chozer b'Musafim, then in Musaf of the 9th day again, start with Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, because maybe now it's Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres is at Musaf is the time to start Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. So Amalu Shmuel. Shmuel told the students, he said to them, Puku, go out. Imruhu la'aba, go tell my friend, Rav. Achar shasito kodesh. So once you made Shmini Atzeres into a holy day, you said, Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim on Shmini Atzeres, because maybe it's a holy day. So now ta'aseh uchol. On the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you started to say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. So now suddenly it's a weekday when you get to Mincha, now you're not saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. Ela Amar Shmuel, so therefore Shmuel said, Matzchil b'Musafin, rather you start saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim on the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, which is the 8th day, Uve Mincha. Mincha too, you're going to say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, because you're treating this day as a possible Shmini Atzeres. Then, uposek arvus, when you get to Mariv of the 9th day, then you stop saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, because now, maybe the 9th day is Shmini Atzeres. On Shmini Atzeres of Mariv, you don't say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. The Shachris also you wouldn't say Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim of the 9th day. Musaf of the 9th day, you again start saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim. However, Rava Amar, starting now today's daf of Hamad Aleph, Rava said, Kevan Shehischil, Shuveno Posek. Once you started on the 8th day, which may have been really the 7th day, but once you start on the 8th day to say the power of Hashem in sending the rain, Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, you don't stop. You say it Musaf, you say it at Mincha, you say it on Ma'ariv of the 9th day, you say it during Shachris of the 9th day, you keep on going. The Chain Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also said this. Kevan Shehischil, once you start saying Mashiv Aruach and Morer Dagashim, Shuveno posik, you don't stop. Af Rav Hadar Bey. Rav also changed his mind and he issued a final ruling that was different than what he had originally said. Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said the name of Rav. Mona Esrim Ve'echad Yom. A person counts 21 days. Kiderech Shemona Asar Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The same way a person were to count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, he counts 21 days from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. And once you get to the 21st day, Umastil, on the 21st day, namely on Shmini, which is Safek Shvi'i, on the 8th day, which is a Safek, maybe it's really the 7th day, namely after 21 days of counting, Umatfil, then he starts saying, Mashav Ruach Merda Gashem, Kivan Sheishchil, and once somebody has started, Shuv Eino Posek, he doesn't stop. So that is the way it is, V'Hilchasa. That's the halacha as well. That's the halacha. The halacha is, Kevan Shehischil Shuv Eino Posek. Once you start saying Mashu Ruach Hamoed HaGashem on the 8th day, you keep on saying it at Mincha, and then at Maariv of the 9th day, and then on Shachris of the 9th day, you don't stop. Rashi says, it's a Safek. Rashi says, it's not really a Safek. We do know the calendar. We do know what day it is supposed to be. We're keeping 2 days of Yom Tov because of a Minhag. We have the custom to keep 2 days. Our ancestors used to keep 2 days. Maybe we'll lose track of the calendar, but really right now we do know the calendar. Therefore, on Shmini Atzeres, that's the day to start with the Mashal Ruach Hamoed HaGashem, the same way they do in Israel. And once we start, we do not stop, and we just continue saying, Mashal Ruach Hamoed HaGashem. Well, no, he was saying that it didn't make sense that on the same day itself, it would be both Shmini Atzeres and not Shmini Atzeres. The next day, Shmuel thought, that would make sense. Now he restarted. But even that is ultimately rejected. Based on what Rava said, you start saying Mashav Ruach Hamoed HaGashem on Shmini Atzeres, and you don't stop. You keep on saying it.
Final decision.
All right, next Mishnah. So we spoke first about Mashav Ruach Hamoed HaGashem. Now we're going to talk about the request of the Saint Talmud Matar. We say in the blessing, Barech Aleinu Hashana Azos, as Kamei Suasala Tova, bless upon us this year and whatever produce it comes for blessing. And then we request, V'sein Talu Matar Levracha, and give dew and rain for a blessing. Says the Mishnah, Ad Masai Sholin Es Hagshama. Till when do we say V'sein Talu Matar? If Yehuda Omer Achi Yavra Pesach, if Yehuda says, until Pesach passes, so on Chol HaMoed Pesach, according to Yehuda, you're still saying the same Talmud Matar. And Rabbi Meir says, Achi Yetze Nisan, you say the same Talmud Matar until we finish the month of Nisan, the whole month of Nisan, we're saying, God, please send the rain. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, V'yor, Vayored lachem geshem more umalkosh barishon. Hashem brought down the different rains. The more rain. More rain is the first rain. And malkosh, which is the last rain, in the month of Nisan, barishon, in the first month. So sometimes it happens. This was in the aftermath of a big famine. This was the famine that the Navi Yoel talks about, that God, after 7 years of famine, sent a lot of blessings in the month of Nisan so that people could suddenly have things growing. And in the month of Nisan, there was both the Yored, the first rain, and the Malkosh, the final rain. So Since in those days there was rain in Nisan, Nisan is a time to pray for rain. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked a question to Rav Yitzchak. What's going on in that pasuk? Yo Rav in Nisan. Yo Rav, the first rain is coming down in Nisan. Yo Rav Mar Cheshvan Hu, the first rain is now. It was in the last month, in the month of Mar Cheshvan. D'tanya, as we learned in a Bryson, the Sifri, Yore, the first rain is b'mar Cheshvan. That comes down in Cheshvan. U'malkosh, the final rain is b'nisan. Amarleis, he said to him, Achyam Reb Yochanan. This is how Reb Yochanan explained this pasuk. Normally, Yore happens during Nisan. Yore is normally during Nisan. But in the days of Yoel, there was a terrible famine for 7 years. There was no rain, there was locusts, it was terrible. They depleted whatever savings of food they had. And by the end of it, as we'll see, they were literally cannibals. They were eating human flesh to survive. So after that terrible famine, then in Nisan, Hashem sent everything. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'yemei Yoel ben Pesuel, Neskaye Mikrazet, in the days of the prophet Yoel ben Pesuel, that's when this verse was fulfilled. The Sivbei, it says there in Yoel, Yeser Hagazam, whatever was left of the food, Achal Ha'arbe, the locusts ate. And then v'yeser ha'arbe achal ha'yelek, whatever was left over from the arbe, the yelek locusts ate. V'yeser ha'yelek, whatever was left over from the yelek, the achal ha'chasil, the chasil ate. So osa shana, that year, yatsa adar, the year of the seventh year, they had adar too. V'lo yarduk shamim, and still no rain came down. So Yard Elohim Revi'a Rishona Be'echa B'Nisan. The very first rain, the beginning of rain, was on the first of Nisan. Am Lehem Navi L'Yisrael. So then the prophet Yoel told the Jews, Su'u V'ziru, now go out and plant. It's Nisan. Nisan normally is the time to harvest. It's not a time when there's going to be a lot of rain normally. It's an unusual thing of some rain. The first rain came down in Nisan. He goes and tells them, go plant. Amrulo, they said to him, Mishi yesh lo kav hitin, o kavim sa'orim, if somebody has a kav of wheat, or two kavim of barley, that's all they have. So what are you telling him to do? To go plant it? Yochlenu v'yichya, should he eat it now and live? O yizra'enu, or plant it, v'yamos, and then he's going to die. Why can you tell us to plant? Amalahem, the prophet said to them, I know it's scary. You don't have much left. Afal pikein, even so, tzu'u v'ziru, go out and plant. Nasa lehem neis, a miracle occurred for them. V'nisgale lehem masha b'ksalim, u'masha b'chorin amalim. And it was revealed to them that there was really more grain, grain that was in the walls, and grain that was in the holes of the ants. In other words, the grain that the mice had hidden away, the grain that the ants had hidden away became revealed to them. And therefore, they were able to eat what they found. So that's what the Mefarshim say here. First, they had to listen to the prophet. The prophet said, go plant. They went and they planted. That was a very difficult thing to do. That was a display of great bitachon, great trust. And here the prophet is saying, you don't have much. Go give it all away. They went and they gave it away. They planted it. That's what the prophet said. As a reward for the bitachon, Hashem reveals them. Now there's more. So now where the ants had hidden the grain and where the mice had hidden the grain suddenly became revealed and they had more to eat. Yatsu v'zaru. So they went out and they planted on Sheni Ushlishi Urevi. On the second day of Nisan, the third day of Nisan, and the fourth day of Nisan. Again, there was a little bit of rain on the first of Nisan. Prophet tells them to go plant. They plant on day 2, 3, 4 of Nisan. And then already the Yardal and Revi'a Shnia. Then they had the second rain. The Chamisha ben Nisan on the 5th of Nisan. So they had rain on day 1 and then rain on day 5 of the month. And now, a miracle, by the time they got to day 16 of the month, V'krivu ha'omer b'shish asar b'nisan, they were able to bring the omer from the new barley on the 16th of Nisan. Nim says, t'vuagdela b'shish ha'chadashim, so grain that normally takes 6 months naturally to grow, gadla b'achadar sayom, it grew in 11 days. From the second rain on the 5th of Nisan until harvest was only 11 days. Nimtza, so it came out that Omer Akare Mitzvah Shal Shisha Chadashim, the Omer that's normally brought from the grain of 6 months, it took 6 months for it to grow, Akare Mitzvah Shal Achada Sayom was brought from grain that it took it only 11 days to grow. Haloso Adorhu Omer, about that generation, David HaMelech said in Tehillim, and we sing it at Chiramalos and Shabbos, Azorim Vidim Abarina Yiktzoru, those who plant with tears, harvest with joy. Holo chiele chuvacho, he'll go and he'll cry. No se mesha hazara, the person who is carrying that which he, you know, the basket with which he's planting the seeds. That this was unbelievable. They were crying. They were told by the prophet, plant. What are you saying? Plant. We're starving. This is the last food we have. Plant it. Now we're gonna starve. We have nothing to eat. So they were crying when they did it. It was difficult. But those tears, 11 days later, was joy. Wow, everything grew up in 11 days.
Because they cried. This is in Israel, right?
Yes, in Israel.
So they planted the day of third of Nisan, third, fourth, and fifth.
Second, third, and fourth.
Oh, they did second, third, and fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't do third and fourth and fifth.
No, they planted second, third, and fourth. It started to rain on the first.
It wasn't Yom Tov then.
No, it wasn't Yom Tov. It was Nisan.
Oh, it's not Pesach yet.
Right, Pesach is on the 15th. Says the Gemara, "My halach yelchu bacha nosei meshach hazara boyav rina." What's that verse referring to? It already said, "Azor b'dima brini yiktoru." Those who plant with tears will harvest with joy. Amr Biyuder, Biyuder explained, "Shor kishu choresh holechu bochem." The ox, when it was going in order to plow, was going and crying. Ubechazirasa, when it came back, Ochel chaziz min atzalam, is able to eat the new growth from the furrow. The zeu bo yavo berina, is going to come with joy. In other words, the ox itself was crying because it was so difficult, the conditions. Bo yavo berina, when he's coming back, he's happy because he has already what to eat. Things are starting to grow back. My, what's the meaning of nosei alumosav, the one who's carrying his bundles? Amr Rav Chizda, Rav Masnisa Tan, Rav Chizda said, something was taught in a Braisa, Kana Zeres, the stalk was only half of an Amma, whereas the Shiboles, the part that had all the grains in it, the top of the stalk, which has the grain, was Rasayim, was already a full Amma. So in other words, normally, naturally, the stalk is probably three or four times the size of the part which has all the grains, the Shiboles. But again, part of this miracle in those days was that Hashem sent them so much food after the 7 years of famine that the stalk was half the size of the grain part of the stalk. Amar Leh, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what's the meaning of the pasuk in the book of Malachim? And talking about Yehoram ben Achav, Yehoram the son of Achav. Ki kara Hashem l'ra'av, for Hashem is called for a famine, v'gam bo la'aretz sheva shanim, and it's going to come to the earth for 7 years. Hanach sheva shanim my achos. So how did they survive 7 years of a famine? Amaleh, Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman. Hachim Rav Yochan, this is what Rav Yochan taught us. B'shana Rishona, that first year, achlu mashu v'batim. They ate whatever they still had in their homes. Shnia achlu mashu v'sados. The second year, they ate what was in the field. They ate the things that grew wildly in the fields. Shlishis, the third year, b'sar behema tahora. They ate the meat of kosher animals, whatever animals they had. Revius in the fourth year, Bisar Bematzmea, they ate the meat already of non-kosher animals. Chamishas the fifth year, Bisar Shkatzmuramasim, the meat of the creepy crawlers. Shishas in the sixth year, unfortunately became cannibals, Bisar, the name of Nirseim, the meat of their children, at least some people did this. And Shvius in the seventh year, Bisar Zra Oseim, the meat on their own arms. Lakayim Ashenemar, to fulfill the verse, Ish besars ro'o yochelu. Each person would eat the meat of his own arm. Ramli Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked another question to Rav Yitzchak. My v'tzli, what's the meaning of the verse? V'kir b'cha kadosh lo avo b'ir. In your midst there is holiness, and I won't come to the city. You should be v'kir b'cha kadosh, because in your midst there is holiness. Lo avo b'ir, God's not going to come to the city. Amar le, Yacham Rav Yochan. Rav Yochan explained, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying like this. Lo avo bi Yerushalayim shel ma'ala. I'm not going to enter the Yerushalayim of heaven. Ad she'avo Yerushalayim shel mata. Until I will enter the Yerushalayim down on earth. So in other words, until you have holiness in your midst, namely on earth, you make Yerushalayim shel mata, the Yerushalayim here, a holy place, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to even bring his Shekhinah to the Yerushalayim of heaven until you've brought holiness down into the Yerushalayim of earth. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what's the meaning of the verse? U'v'achaz yiv'aru v'yichsalu musar havalim etzu. Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. That you're making a mistake to follow it. You're like a piece of wood. So is it just one avodah zarah that they're making a mistake with? Amar lei, Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, Hachem Rav Yochan. This is what Rav Yochan explained. Achasi shemivaeres rishaim v'gehenom. There's one sin that burns the rishaim. We're going. Who violated in Gehenna, and Mahi, what is that one sin? That is Avodah Zarah. Through the sin of Avodah Zarah, they end up in Gehenna. So, Uva'achas, with this one sin, Yivaru, they will be burned. V'kaslu musara v'alim etzu. Sevacha musara v'alim etzu. It says over here, it's, you know, the musar of silliness. It's just wood. Uksevasim, it says about Avodah Zarah. Hevel hema maaseh tatuin. The same word, hevel. It is an action of being waylaid and making a mistake. From Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said, further to Rav Yitzchak, by the fifth meaning of the verse, Kishtayim ra'os asami, for two evils my nation did. Tartin huda'avu, are there only two evils that they've done? Asim v'arba shvikulu, what about the 24 books of the Tanakh that they're violating? They've done many, many sins. Amaleh, Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman, Acham Rav Yochan. So Rav Yochan explained, Achashik Shkula Kishtayim, there is one sin which is equal to two sins. Umaynihu, what is that one sin? Avodah Zarah is the sin of Avodah Zarah. And that's the... That's the terrible sin that's going on here. Dichtiv is a pasuk is saying, "Kishtayim ros as ami." For my people have done two terrible things. Osi azvu makar mayim chayim. They left me, who's a source of living waters. Lachz of lehem boros boros mishparim, and they went to dig springs and wells that are broken, that don't have anything in them. So, in other words, they left God, and they're worshiping idols, and the idols themselves are not really going to accomplish anything. It said over there, Ki avru'i chitim v'ru'u. Ki Ivruim Chitim Uru. Pass by the islands of the Kitim. The Kadar Shilchu Vizvanu Ma'od. The Kedar Shilchu Vizvanu Ma'od. And send out to Kedar and think about it a lot. Haimir Goyaluhim. Look at all those nations. Are those nations swapping out their gods? Are they replacing their things? No. They malo Elohim, and the thing that they worship, they don't even have any power. They can't even do anything. Whereas my nation swapped out his honor, God, for something that doesn't even help. What the prophet was saying was, look at the Kutiim. They worship fire. Kedariim ovdim lamayim. The people of Kedar worship water. Everybody knows that fire is not all powerful. Water puts out fire. And nevertheless, lo emiru Eloheim. They don't exchange their gods for anything else. They're loyal to it. The ami hemir kivodo below yoyim. And my nation is swapping away his real honor, serving Hashem, for something which wouldn't even help. I'm aware of Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said furthermore to Rav Yitzchak. I just think what's meaning of the verse. It was when Shmuel was older, and he tried to appoint his sons to be judges. Shmuel so old. He was 52 when he died. As we learned, he died when he was 52 years old. Anyone who dies at age 52, that's not kares. That's not a bad thing. It's the death of Shmuel. He also died at age 52. Amarlei, Sir Yitzchak answered of Nachman, Achim Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan explained. Shmuel wasn't dead, but Zikna Kafts. Shmuel wasn't old when he died, but Zikna Kafts Alav. Hashem had old age jump upon him. Tichtiv, as the verse says, Hashem tells Shmuel, Nichamti Kim Lachti Yeshol. I regretted the fact that I made Shol king. I'm a lefan of, so he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Shkaltani Kemosh of Yaron, you made me equal to Moshe and Aaron. The Sivas we say in davening on Friday nights, Moshe of Aaron Bechonav, Ushmuel Bechore Shmo. Moshe and Aaron are his priests, and Shmuel is amongst those who call out to his name. So Ma Moshe of Aaron, Lo Batlu, Masi Yedeim Bechayim. So just like Moshe and Aaron, they, their handiwork wasn't lost in their lifetime, right? Their handiwork is their student, Yoshua. Yoshua outlives them. So I also shouldn't lose my handiwork in my own lifetime. I made Shaul king. It wouldn't be right if Shaul's no longer king when I'm still alive. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, so hey, Chiyavet, so what should I do now? They must show, if I should make Shaul die now, lo kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not going to allow that to be. Because Shmuel says, it's my handiwork. It's not right that my handiwork should die in my own lifetime. They must Shmuel adazutar. Shmuel's going to die when he's young. Rani abasre. People are going to start talking about Shmuel. They're going to start saying that Shmuel was young, he was 50 years old. Why did he die suddenly? He did some sins. Lo lemos Shaul, lo lemos Shmuel. Not Shaul not dying, Shmuel not dying. But it's the time for David to be king. And one kingdom cannot trespass on the time of the other kingdom, even a thread. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Akbetzal of Zikna, I'm going to make him suddenly old.
So I'm going to make him." Right,
but I'm going to make him suddenly old. So now that he looks suddenly old, people are not going to wonder, "Oh, why did he pass away?" See, he was old. I'm not going to think he did sins. That's the way to preserve. Shmuel can pass away relatively young at 52, but he looks old. And now it's okay. Shmuel passed away, then Shaul, and then David HaMelech can take over. And the thing that the pasuk says, "V'Shaul Yoshev B'Giva Tachas HaEishel V'Ramah." Chimayin in Giva, it's Rama. So the pasuk says, and Shaul was sitting in Giva underneath the tree in Rama. These are two different places, Giva and Rama. What's the connection between Giva and Rama? Elom al Chabad, it's telling you like this. Mi garam l'Shaul sheyeshiv b'Giva shteishanu mechza. Who caused Shaul to live in Giva for 2.5 years and not to die right away after he failed with Amalek? Tfilaso shel Shmuel Aramasi. It's the prayer of Shmuel who lives in Rama.
Rabbi, why King Shmuel hated King David so much? He wanted to kill him, no?
Shaul,
I mean.
Why did King Shaul hate David? I think he was upset. He was a competitor.
Was he related or something?
He was related. He was his son-in-law. But he was upset that he was a competitor. That he was going to take over.
And Shaul had a hint of this, and he said that Melchizedek happened before David's ascendancy.
Yep.
So Shaul knew he was on the limited time because Shmuel
basically told him. That's right. That's right. So now asks the Gemara, "Mi mitchi gavra mikami gavra? Is one person going to lose his life because of somebody else?" Says Marian, "Yes." Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yonasan. As Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in Rav Yonasan, "My dechtei, what's the meaning of the verse? Al kein chatzavti b'neviim haragtim b'imrei pi b'maseihem." What it's saying is lo ne'amar b'maseihem lo ne'amar. It doesn't say that God is going to kill the neviim because of their deeds, el b'imrei pi, but because of what I said with my mouth. So Alma, you see that because Hashem had decreed that it was the time for David to be the king, that mitchi gavra mekami gavra, one person was pushed aside because of another person. Rav Nachman of Yitzchak Abiyasu v'Sudasa. Rav Nachman of Yitzchak was sitting in a meal. Amli Rav Nachman of Yitzchak leimamar milsa. Tell us something. The master should say something. Amli Rav Yitzchak said, "Ach Yom Rav Yochan." This is what Rav Yochan taught. Ein mesiche in besuda. We shouldn't talk while eating a meal. Shemiyatim kana leveshet. V'yavli de sakana. Maybe the windpipe will go ahead of the food pipe, and a person might get into danger. So basa the sod. After they ate, Amle said to him, "But hachem Rabbi Yochanan." Here is an agadita from Rabbi Yochanan. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Amale. So he said back to him. Rav Nachman said back to him. Was it for nothing that all the eulogizers eulogized him? And those who embalmed him for nothing, the cover kivrai on the barriers, you know, the undertakers buried him for no reason. Amale, he said, "Listen, Mikrani Dorish, I'm interpreting a pasuk. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Va'atzal tira abdi Yaakov num Hashem, v'altechas Yisrael, and you don't be afraid, my servant Yaakov, and don't tremble, Israel. I'm going to save you from a distance and your descendants from the land over the sea." Makishu Zaro. So Yaakov is compared to Zaro, to his descendants. Mazaro b'chayim, just like his descendants are still alive. Afu, so to Yaakov, b'chayim is going to be alive. He's going to be alive to be redeemed with his children. So you see that Yaakov Avinu never dies, even though he was eulogized, even though he was buried. But Yaakov Avinu, the same way his descendants are alive, Yaakov Avinu is also still alive. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow.